Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. Fast waters, deadly rapids, high cliff walls, and an unknown course have long been obstacles that limited human activity on Utah's Green River. The brave souls who first floated this river did so for many reasons: money, science, and sometimes just for fun. The first people known to have traveled down the Green were the trappers who accompanied William Ashley in his search for beaver. In 1825, Ashley and his men floated the Green in bull boats made from buffalo hide. Used to transport pelts on smaller streams, bull boats were hardly suited to the rapids and perils of a major river. Yet the group managed 200 thrilling miles before pulling out at the Uinta Basin. 44 years later, the Transcontinental Railroad spanned the nation, but the canyons of the Green River were still a blank spot on the map of the West. In 1869, John Wesley Powell set out to rectify that by conducting a scientific expedition in a region that others thought impassable. Within the first 2 weeks, Powell and his crew wrecked one of their boats and lost most of their provisions. One crewman left at the first opportunity, saying, "I have had more excitement than a man deserves in a lifetime." The group scouted rapids and often portaged or lined their boats for nearly 1,000 miles. By the time Bus Hatch began running the Green River in 1929, he had access to maps and better boat designs. Curious about what lay upstream from his vernal home, Bus went exploring for fun. His enthusiasm for river running spread, and soon people were asking to come along. A business was born. By the 1950s, the company was bringing hundreds of clients downriver to experience the joy of running those same rapids that had obstructed Ashley and Powell. Today's commercial river running industry started with Bus Hatch's family business, which helped transform the obstacles of the Green River into opportunities for modern adventure. This episode of the Beehive Archive was contributed by the Uinta County Heritage Museum. Sources and past episodes may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of the Utah Humanities Council, I'm Megan Van Frank.